And now, a sermon from South Highland Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Established in 1888, South Highland has a rich history and tradition of sound Bible teaching in our historic sanctuary. Listen now to the Word from South Highland.
As we dive into this text together tonight, we see once again in John's Gospel that Jesus knew his hour had come. And I love how John says this. He loved his disciples to the end. John, the gospel writer, wants us to know that everything that's about to happen over the next few days, everything, is coded and comes out of Jesus's deep, overwhelming, heart-swelling, frog-in-your-throat love that he has for his disciples, that he has for his enemies. Judas is still in the room. His passionate, almost romantic love for you and for me, all of this is what drives the next few days. Verse 4 says, knowing this, knowing that tonight would be the night he was betrayed, he rose from the table and he got to work washing the feet. You see, Jesus's foot washing episode is a translation tool that we can use to interpret the next 24 hours of his life. He laid down his garments like he will soon lay down his life. He washed the ugliest, nastiest, dirtiest parts of his friends' bodies. And the next day, he will wash the ugliest parts of their hearts. One pastor calls the feet washing a parable of the humiliation of the Son of God. It's going to be a long night for this crew. And as I was reading this passage this year, I just couldn't help but notice or think about how the disciples were going to be on their feet really for the rest of the night and into the early morning. And so I was just wondering if the next time the disciples sit down and bend over and take off their shoes, will Jesus already be in the tomb? He'll be buried, and they'll be buried in their grief. And as they untie their sandal straps, will they remember Jesus' words on this night that he said to Peter, "You don't understand what I'm doing now, but you will later." Peter so strongly protests to what Jesus is trying to do, and he denies the humiliation of God's Son, just like later he will deny his love for God's Son. But after some gentle course correcting, Jesus explains that the receiving of the foot washing, the acceptance of Christ's humiliation, this is absolutely necessary to following Jesus. If you were in Sunday worship with us a few weeks ago, you might remember that I preached on the cross, how the cross is so integral a part of Jesus' ministry. You cannot understand his ministry apart from the cross. We can't have any part of Jesus without the ugly, bloody death. Because his humiliation is his glory. It's what John tells us tonight. And tonight, Jesus invites us to come with him. Peter says, "Wash my whole body. Don't stop at the feet." But Jesus corrects him again, because real cleansing doesn't happen with water. It doesn't happen at this foot washing ceremony. Real cleansing happens on the cross with blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. Love is what starts out this passage, Jesus' love for the disciples. And love is what finishes it. He loved them to the end, John says. And before they go into deeper conversation over the next few chapters, Jesus tells them, your love for one another is what will be a sign to this world that you belong to me. This sweet affection that Jesus has for his friends, it's like when my three-year-old looks at me out of nowhere and says, "Mommy, I just love you." It just stirs something up in your heart, right? That's how Jesus feels about us. And that's how he invites us to feel about each other. That's the love that envelops this passage, this whole passage, like a hug. Jesus invites his disciples to love each other like this, to encourage one another by serving each other, by going all the way to the cross for each other. And he tells us tonight that that is the trademark of Christian friendship and discipleship. This love that we have for each other, that's rooted in Christ's love for us. Maundy Thursday tonight is the hinge of Holy Week. The disciples have this fabulous dinner together. They sing a hymn at the end, and then they go out into a garden to pray. But tonight is also the night that Jesus was betrayed. The disciples go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. And Maundy Thursday here at South Highland is where we invite you to experience this as well tonight. We just ate dinner together, and there was laughter and joy. We just sang a hymn together. We've read beautiful scripture about love. We will soon share together the supper of the Lord's feast. And yet, we will end the night in darkness and in silence. I want to challenge us tonight to experience the fullness of Christ's love in this worship service. To let Christ's love for you wrap around you and weigh heavily upon you. You will witness this room becoming a little bit darker, and I hope that with each light that's turned off, you become aware of the darkness that Christ entered into on your behalf. Tonight, the darkness isn't something to be feared. It's a sign of the depth of Christ's love for you. And when we understand Christ's love for us, then we're free to enter into other people's darkness. Costly, sacrificial love is found in the darkness. May this love press in on us and weigh heavily on our hearts tonight.
You've been listening to The Word from South Highland. Be sure to subscribe so you can take these messages along with you anywhere, anytime. For more information about our church, visit southhighland.org. We'll see you next time.